MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Felicia Mziza, CEO of Robex. We had results 6 months ending August. Revenue up 29.7%, HEPS up 49.8%, dividend up 49.2%. Felicia, appreciate the time. Robex, 50 years old. This is quite possibly the best set of results. It's a really strong performance for the first half of financial year 25.
Yes, Simon, we are very delighted for the results that we have released for the first 6 months. We believe that it's a strong set of results, and our shareholders should be very happy with these results.
And strong cash generation. I mean, is that part, you've got some margin increases. Is that been across the different divisions?
It has been across the four divisions. Obviously, our cash generated from operations increased by 110%. And this area, Simon, has been an area where management has been focusing on to make sure that we've got a strong cash generated from operations. So our operations, they've been quite strong from all four divisions. Yes.
You operate in Western Australia, but aside from that, locally, obviously, we had the election in what, end of May, 29 May. Was there a noticeable, I don't know, almost slowdown in the lead up? And I'm thinking perhaps particularly sort of the division that are sort of more materials focused?
Look, there's been a positive sentiment post the elections in May. Mm-hmm. And we've actually seen that in terms of our construction materials side. I mean, they had a fantastic year. Yeah. They had a strong order book. In fact, they were executing some of the contracts that they have received in the previous year. So you will see the margins in that division that they performed very well. We've also been encouraged by the volumes of asphalt, our national asphalt company, and also Tosas from a bitumen point of view. So the construction materials division, from a volumes point of view, they have really performed well. We've also seen some positivity in our quarries, mm-hmm. particularly in the southern side where we've been supplying ballast to Transnet. So the sentiment in terms of the turnaround of some of the state-owned companies have been positive as well.
You mentioned bitumen there. As I understand, about three quarters of your bitumen is imported. How's that logistically going?
So that is going well. So about 75%, you're correct, Simon, is actually imports. So about 25% is what we have in the storage. So the supply, we don't have any concerns with the supply of bitumen. Mm-hmm. One thing that we are making sure of is whatever that we are actually importing, we focus on making sure that we've got quality bitumen. Mm. So there is a lot of processes that we've put in place to test the quality of the bitumen. But in terms of supply, there are no issues at all. We've got sufficient in storage in terms of execution of our projects. And remember, Tosas is not only supplying Robex, but also supplying the industry as a whole.
Yeah, absolutely. You're supplying to the others as well. Roads and Earthworks, a good increase in operating margins here. Can you get those margins higher, or is this about where you can get them to?
Look, we're very happy with that 7.4% margins, Simon. The market indication was between 5 to 6%. Mm. So this division, they really focused on excellent execution. Hence, we've seen that improvement in the margin. It's quite difficult because, look, in terms of capacity, the industry is not full yet. Mm-hmm. So I'm not seeing an increase to double-digit margins in the next year or two, depending in terms of the pipeline of work when it's coming through. But if the market will be or the industry is full, then we might see a potential increase. But for now, the indication is still around the 7% in terms of the margins.
When we chatted 6 months ago, which would have been full year 24, there had been some issues with SANRAL. You'd said at the time that contracts were starting to come out again. You were going to be selective as what you bid for. I'm assuming, looking at the numbers, that the SANRAL process is working well.
Since the beginning of this financial year, 1st of March 2024, mm-hmm. we have received about 2.5 billion rands of work, various contracts from SANRAL. But remember, we spoke about the tenders which were cancelled in the past, which came back to the market. Obviously, we have tendered for those projects. So currently, we are waiting for significant awards from Sanral's side. We understand that there's some processes that they've been working on, including their preferential procurement policy and some restructuring. So we believe they are done with that. So we are anticipating those awards in the next couple of months. So from an order book point of view, we can see a substantial increase.
Your infrastructure division is obviously a fair bit there happening in Western Australia, but you've had some Murraysburg in the Western Cape. You've also got Jeffreys Bay in the Eastern Cape. You're picking up some contracts locally as well, which is good for Robex, also good for our power supply.
Yes, remember our focus, Simon, we said in terms of renewables that we're going to look at private clients. Mm-hmm. That strategy has paid off, as you've just mentioned now. We've been able to secure about 2.4 billion rands of work, private renewables from wind farms and the other one in Eastern Cape. So we're quite positive about that. But also in Western Australia, we've been focusing on some of the renewable projects, which is very good in terms of the margins that we have delivered in Western Australia.
Your materials handling, mining, a lot of that is chrome, but of course you work for others as well. Upgrades to the Koekfontein and the line I pulled out commenced with construction of a PGM plant. Commission date, first half of 2026. You're going to be doing some PGMs as well?
Yes, definitely. As we indicated in the previous reporting periods, management has been focusing in terms of making sure that we improve the productions at both mines, Koekfontein and Moeijelijk. So for Koekfontein, the slight decrease in terms of margins, it has been because of the increased costs through, you know, processing run of mine.
Yeah.
And also we've experienced some lower production grades as well. So the main reason, Simon, was that, you know, the processing plant was still in a ramp-up phase. But since July, we have actually seen an improvement, and we're comfortable as management that we should be able to get to where we need to. In terms of the other mine, the underground mine, Moeijelijk, at the beginning of the year, we actually changed contractors just to make sure that we get the right productions and the safety levels is underway. Unfortunately, that change took a bit of time than we anticipated, but again, it's an area of management focus, and we believe that that is turning around.
We'll leave it there. That's Felicia Mziza, CEO of Robex. Appreciate the time today.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.